I'm here today talking to Christine Ferns and Nicola King about Audit Scotland's latest report, Review of Palliative Care Services in Scotland. Christine, could you tell us a bit about what this report's about?
The report's an overview of the activity, costs and quality of care provided across Scotland to people who are dying. This includes the care of people with specialist needs for things like pain management or psychological support, as well as the general care provided by GPs and district nurses. We included views of people who are receiving palliative care and of their families and friends.
Why is this issue important?
More than 55,000 people die in Scotland each year, and most of us are likely to know someone who's needed palliative care. Palliative care should be an integral part of the support available to both them and to their families and friends when they need it, be that in the last months, days or hours of their lives.
Nicola, turning to you, could you tell us a little bit about what you found through this study?
We found that there is significant variation across Scotland on how easily patients with complex needs can get access to specialist support from places like hospices and from specialist palliative care teams. People with a range of conditions such as heart disease, cancer, or neurological diseases like multiple sclerosis might need specialist palliative care, but at the moment it's primarily focused on people who have cancer. We found that most palliative care is provided in the community by the likes of GPs and doctors and district nurses, and staff in hospitals, care homes or patients' own homes also provide a lot of this care. But these people are not specialists and don't always recognise palliative care needs. We've found that the staff need training and support to help them identify which patients need palliative care and to ensure that palliative care is delivered to a high quality regardless of where that care is provided. A wide variety of professionals do deliver palliative care in the hospital settings, also in care homes, patients' homes and in hospices, but care does need to be better joined up, particularly at night and in the weekend. Family and friends who help to care for someone with a life-limiting condition may also need support, but we found that this care is not really widely available to them.
You spoke there about the difficulties that some people have accessing palliative care. Is there anyone in particular who's missing out on the care they need?
Well, people with a range of conditions need specialist palliative care, but we found that their needs are not always recognised and the current support is mainly focused on cancer. Access to high-quality palliative care does need to improve across the breadth of Scotland. Most palliative care is in hospitals, care homes or in patients' own homes, but palliative care needs are not always recognised or well supported by staff who are not trained specialists. GPs, nurses and hospital doctors do need increased skills, confidence and support from the specialists to improve the palliative care they give to patients and their families.
And why is palliative care so cancer focused?
Well, this has a historical basis. Specialist palliative care was developed through voluntary sector hospices initially, where it was primarily as a means to provide support to people with cancer who were nearing the end of life. It is easier to identify the different stages of cancer, and so it's more straightforward to predict when care should move from curative care to palliative care. But in recent years, it has been recognised that people with all life-limiting conditions should be able to access good quality palliative care. General palliative care should be available to all people at the end of life, and specialist palliative care really should be prioritised for patients with complex needs regardless of their condition. And we found that this wasn't really happening at the moment.
Christine, if I can just turn back to you, what would you like to see happen now?
Well, we've made a number of recommendations about improving access to palliative care, providing education for journalists, plus training and support, and about having better links between services. And these are recommendations about things that should happen to make sure that everyone in Scotland has access to high-quality palliative care when they need it. The Scottish Government is due to publish a palliative care action plan in October this year, and what we're saying is that they should ensure that this plan addresses the concerns raised in our report.